T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, and I'm sure all of you guys saw the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears versus Saints on Sunday. I loved it because any of us who work in sports media toil in an industry where people take themselves far too seriously, and I felt the broadcast was a perfect mix of football and fun. And I learned there's a market for a broadcast that targets either new or casual sports fans. Pleased to be joined right now by the play-by-play lead of that Nickelodeon broadcast. Noah Eagle joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Noah, thanks so much for the time, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. So it was an incredible experience to witness on Sunday. How did you prepare for something that had never been done before?
I would say the same way I prepared for anything else. I just tried to check all the boxes best I could, and I did the football side of things first and made sure that I had everything that I needed on that side, and then I went to the Nickelodeon side and tried to go back and watch clips of shows I watched as a kid and go back even further on shows that were on before my time and shows that are on now. So I had the full range of Nickelodeon knowledge. That was important to me. And the biggest thing I would say is I just went out and had fun. That was our main mentality as a group going in. Myself and Nate Burleson and Gabby Nevaeh-Green and Lex Lumpkin, we got into a little huddle before the broadcast and said, all right, guys, let's have fun and hope that people have fun along with us. And that's pretty much what happened.
Now, so I take it from what you just said, you watched Nickelodeon as a kid growing up. How did that help you in preparation for this?
Yeah, that was big. That was big. It wasn't necessarily a requirement to do the game itself, but it helped because I had that knowledge just naturally from growing up. And I knew what it meant to be such a big fan of the channel, and I knew what it meant to these kids to have a game on Nickelodeon. I would have been psyched if I was 8 or 9 years old and there was an NFL game on Nick, because I was a sports fan growing up, but I was also a fan of the channel. And so I think that helped me to get inside the minds maybe of some of the kids who could say they were both, as well as the kids who maybe aren't sports fans but are just tuning in because they were interested. And so, yeah, it helped a lot, and definitely helped in terms of being able to drop references from my childhood, which I think really bridged the gap between the adults and the Nickelodeon-style broadcast.
How did this entire experience come about?
Yeah, I just had been reached out to directly, I would say, back in summer before the NFL season. They reached out, CBS reached out to me initially and said, are you interested? And I said, yeah, of course. My two loves in life are sports, entertainment, pop culture, and music, TV, movies, books, etc. So to have something tailor-made to combine those two loves is a no-brainer for me. They said, okay, great. So Nickelodeon wanted to talk to me to make sure that I made sense for what they were trying to do. And once they decided that I did fit the profile, then they gave me the green light, and basically, I move forward from there. But yeah, it was a really exciting opportunity that was right up my alley from the start, and I was super glad to be a part of it.
Noah Eagle joining us. He is also the radio play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Clippers. Noah, given that this had never been done before, it's natural to have some anxiety about how it would come off. What was that like? And then was there a moment where you just knew it was going to click?
No, I don't think that either of those sentiments were necessarily what we were feeling. I don't think that there was an anxiety of how it was going to be received or how it was going to go. I think part of what helped was that this was the first time this was being done. So there wasn't a benchmark or a comparison for people to make. We were setting that. We were setting that precedent. So we just had to go out and be ourselves, which if that's the case, then there's only so much you can do. You just had to be you and have fun. And so we were hoping that people were going to take it as that and having fun with us. I think we were surprised at the level that people enjoyed it, the level of success that so far it has garnered. You know, I think we expected it to be successful, but I think the complete positivity in the response has been very much a welcomed feeling for us, and we're glad that people responded the way that they did, and hopefully one day we get to do it again.
Noah, I consider Tony Romo to be a transcendent broadcaster, and I got to tell you, man, I turned off the CBS broadcast. I watched yours the entire time. I just could not believe how seamlessly you guys went back and forth between pure football analysis, educational stuff, and then fun. How did you center on that mix that would work so well?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I'd say that was probably the biggest challenge of the broadcast itself, is you have to consider who you're broadcasting to. And so when you look at that, and by the way, I appreciate the kind words, man. It really does mean a lot, seeing everybody and how they enjoy the game. But I think when you put it in perspective and look at it from 30,000 feet, our target audience is really who we're trying to hit here. And our target audience is kids for anywhere from 4 to 12 or 13 years old, many of whom have never seen a football game. But at the same time, we knew, especially with this first one, there were going to be a lot of people tuning in just because they're curious who are football fans of maybe 10, 20, 30 years. And so when you've got the combination of those two groups of people, you have to include everybody. And so that was really our thought process. And we just felt that we could do both without being over the top on either one.
Is there anything you feel major networks can glean from the success of this broadcast?
Yeah, I think just to remember that it doesn't always have to be serious. Now, part of what helped us was that the game was not necessarily a down-to-the-wire fourth quarter, very much
sure.
A lot happening and a lot on the line type of game. But if it's second quarter and it's a two-score game or even – still somewhat close, you can still have fun and bring some levity to the broadcast. And I think, and I hope at least, that's what people took away from this, that sports are fun at the end of the day. And sure, if it's a one-score game late in the fourth quarter, then things are different. But you can still find and pick and choose your spots in how to do it.
Might we see something like this again?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I don't know if it's going to be all that soon, but I hope that in the future this can continue. I think that with the way it was received and the way that people seem to take a liking to certain aspects of it, yeah, I think that there's a good chance that this could happen again, but that's well above my pay grade, so I'm not gonna go too deep into it.
Noah Eagle joining us here on the show. He was the lead play-by-play voice on Nickelodeon's coverage of Bears versus Saints this past Sunday. Obviously, Noah, your father, Ian Eagle, a beloved broadcaster in his own right. Do you remember one moment where it clicked for you that this is what you wanted to do? I know many kids, me for instance, didn't want anything to do with following in my father's footsteps.
Yeah, no, I'd say that I'm sure deep down I always had an inkling that I was going to do something performance-based, but it really clicked when I was probably 14 or 15. I really set my sights on it at 12 or 13, but in the back of my mind, I always thought, well, you know, I'm going to play in college and professionally, despite being 5'8" on a good day. I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to find a way. And so I used to go to these basketball camps over the summer, and I went to the Bob Hurley basketball camp every year, legendary high school coach in New Jersey, where I'm from. And He held this week-long camp where it was in the Poconos, and you're sleeping in these cabins with all the other players who were there. And the competition level is very good, and the kids there are very good. He would bring his own kids from St. Anthony, many of whom were Division I players, and some eventually go on to play professionally, whether it be here in the United States or elsewhere. And so when I'm in that environment, there was one opportunity to win swag, to win these items that you could bring home, T-shirts, socks, sweatbands, headbands, etc. And I would always win them. And you might be saying, well, what is it, a shooting contest, dribbling? No. Had nothing to do with any of that. It was Seinfeld trivia. And I was really good at the Seinfeld trivia, but no one else knew any of it. So I'd say he would every day would ask a question. I would raise my hand. He would know me as Mr. Eagle with his thick Jersey accent. I'd say, real and spectacular. Yeah, that's correct. Like every day I was just nailing another one. And I think I left that week because all the kids were like, how do you know that? I'm like, I watched the show. I watched it. But I'm like a 15-year-old. And so I think I left and said, I got to do something where I can showcase that level of skill. And that's where I said, yeah, maybe this could work.
What would you say, Noah, is your sports media dream job?
I don't know if I necessarily have one. I think that I just want to make sure I'm always challenging myself.
Sure.
I'm always finding things that pique my interest. So if I can add something new to that list every year, that's something my dad has done in his career so far, I think I'll be happy.
I'll tell you this, Noah. When the broadcast began, I didn't know who the lead broadcaster was or even that Ian Eagle had a son in broadcasting. But here's what hit. This guy is good, man. And then I was like, wait a minute, he looks like somebody I know. I swear, this guy looks like somebody I know. And then eventually it clicked for me, man. But I just want to let you know, man, I thoroughly enjoyed the broadcast from beginning to end. It would take a lot to get me off of Tony Romo's call. And I just was thoroughly impressed, man. I think your future's so bright you need shades. And I truly appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you, man. That really does. It means the world. And like I said, I'm really just glad people enjoyed the broadcast. And I was really fortunate to be put in a good position next to Nate Burleson, who's an absolute star. And Gabby Nevea-Green and Lex Lumpkin are stars in the making as well. And our crew is tremendous. So they all made my life much easier. But I do appreciate the kind words. And like I said, I'm glad you enjoyed.
Absolutely. All right. Noah Eagle on the Nickelodeon broadcast of Bears versus Saints. And we'll cut that right there, Noah. But I want to let you know you succeeded in a major career challenge. This interview with COVID-19, I'm broadcasting from home. I have had a horrible half-second delay the entire interview.
Poor thing. I am so sorry.
The entire interview. So I want to let you know, Noah, you and I both have triumphed over some adversity recently here, all right?
That is tremendous work, then. That is absolutely tremendous work.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much. Continued success, all right?
Thanks, guys. I'll send this to Diesel, right?
All right, take care.
I need to send this to Diesel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll get it to him. It'll be huge, so he'll have to deal with it there.
Okay, all right. Great. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.